The animated film Ratatouille is out on DVD Tuesday. Our guests are Brad Bird, the writer and director, and comedian Patton Oswalt, who does the voice of the main character, Remy. Remy is a rat whose exquisite sense of smell and taste make him yearn to be a chef. Bird wrote and directed the animated film The Incredibles. Patton Oswalt co-starred in The King of Queens and organized the comedy tour The Comedians of Comedy. Terry spoke to Brad Bird and Patton Oswalt in June when Ratatouille was first in theaters. Here's a scene from Ratatouille with Oswalt as the rat Remy. Remy is talking to the ghost of the late celebrated chef and restaurant owner Gaston in the rafters of Gaston's old restaurant. They're looking down into the kitchen where the porter has accidentally knocked the soup pot from the stove and is desperately trying to recreate the soup, throwing everything in sight into the pot. Gaston speaks first.
Now, who is that?
Oh, him? He's nobody.
Not nobody. He is part of the kitchen.
Yeah, he's a plongeur or something. He washes dishes or takes out the garbage. He doesn't cook.
But he could.
No.
How do you know? What do I always say? Anyone can cook.
Well, yeah, anyone can. That doesn't mean that anyone should.
Well, that is not stopping him. See?
What is he doing? No! No! No, this is terrible! He's ruining the soup! And nobody's noticing it! It's your restaurant! Do something!
What can I do? I am a figment of your imagination.
But he's ruining the soup! We gotta tell someone that he's not...
Patton, what was your reaction when you got the call saying, you're perfect to play a rat?
I think my reaction was more, I wasn't even concentrating on, oh, I'm going to be a rat, was that I had gotten a call from Pixar, and it was a Pixar movie being directed by Brad Bird, because I'm such a Pixar fan from back in the day. I mean, the short films, Luxo Jr. and Red's Dream, I would see them at animation festivals, and then I watched all the Pixar films.
You're a nerd.
I'm a huge Pixar nerd. So it's like asking, a guy. It's like asking some weird Star Trek shut-in. Hey, would you like to play Kirk's son? Excuse me, what? All right. I couldn't even get my mind around that I was doing this. Luckily, it was a 2-year process of doing the voice, so I've been able to get my footing at this point. If it had been quicker, I would be the worst guy to promote this movie, because I would just be me going, I can't believe I met Brad Bird and we talked and we had sandwiches. Okay, so this is weird. It would be so pathetic. He wouldn't want to talk to me right now.
Brad Bird, did you cast Patton Oswalt, and what made you think that his voice would be perfect for the main rat?
Well, actually, he was talking. I heard of this comedy routine he did, Black Angus, about Black Angus, and it was he was so volatile, but about food, and so passionate and funny about it. It just struck me that's the character. He's so volatile, but in a good way. I mean, Patton has very strong opinions about anything, and he'll let you know. And when he loves something, he loves it. And when he hates something, he hates it. And that kind of extreme emotion is perfect for Remy,
Patton, can you do a little bit of the Black Angus bit that Brad Bird heard you do?
Yes, it is very early in L.A. I'll try to do it with the same energy that he heard it. But basically, it's about how the commercials for the Black Angus restaurant, and Black Angus used to be a very friendly restaurant where I come in and have a steak and have a baked potato. It'll be a good time. And you go, that sounds fine. And then over the past few years, the commercials have turned into this like gauntlet of threatening food where it doesn't even look pleasant anymore. And there's this, it sounds like an initiation rite now. At Black Angus, we'll start you off with an appetizer platter featuring 5 jumbo deep fried gulp shrimp served with a side of our butter and cheese cream soup and 15 of our potato bacon bombs and a big bowl of pork cracklings with our cheese and
what the hell, a couple
sauce.
Of corn dogs.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're like, oh, we're each going to split that. No, you'll each get your own.
Then we'll take you to our mile-long soup and salad bar with our He-Man 5 head of iceberg lettuce salad served in a canoe with 18 pounds of ranch dressing and, what the heck, 4 cheeseburgers. Like, oh, man, you know what? How about I'll just get a little mixed green salad? Hey, I'll put on a dress and curtsy before I bring you a mixed green, buddy. Why are you yelling at me? And it just never ends.
Brad Bird, why did that make you think of the refined rat in your movie?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I think it was the passion that I was responding to more than anything else. The fact that he could get so wound up about the food, you know, because, you know, Patton also talked about how he just loves steak, you know, and the weird thing is I didn't really grok that Patton was a foodie. That was just one of many routines.
Grok?
Grok.
He just said,
yeah, that's a Steve Jobs word, by the way.
Grok.
It precedes.
Hey, that's a Steve Jobs word.
It precedes
and
Steve
I
Jobs.
Learned it from
isn't that,
Steve Jobs.
Isn't that from like Vonnegut or something?
Is
I
it?
Think
I
it's
don't
Heinlein.
Know. Steve used
no,
it.
No, oh, it's Heinlein. Heinlein. Robert Heinlein.
Oh,
yeah.
I just nerded out again.
You out nerded me.
Yes. It's Heinlein, not Vonnegut. If you think that you're wrong.
Isn't that Lovecraft?
Yeah. No, I actually heard that from Steve Jobs. So, yeah, okay. So Steve uses that word.
Okay, good.
But I didn't know that he was a foodie. We actually hired him, and he was working before I knew that he was. This is like a major thing for Patton. If he goes to any town, he scouts out what is the most happening restaurant in that town, mm-hmm. and he will send you a menu. I mean, he will email you the menu from a great restaurant. And he's emailed me a few, and he'll like say, order this. And you know, I mean, he's a major foodie, and that's perfect.
No, you know, the movie kind of is really enamored of wonderful food, but it also satirizes very pretentious food and pretentious people who are foodies. So in your tours of the finest restaurants as research for the movie, if you could each share one of the most pretentious food things that you experienced.
Pretentious food things. I can't think of a specific thing that, I mean, we were at the top one in Paris at the moment, you know, that 2 years ago that we went. And they had, a guy for each person at the table, you know, five of them would descend on your table at once, like a D-Day landing, and they'd go, and you'd get everything at once. You know what I mean? All the dishes would be landing at the same time hot. And, you know, the amount of coordination that would take to do that is just staggering. And they're that good, which is why they get 3 Michelin stars.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as goofy as it is, we wanted to have that kind of feeling in the movie because, you know, the movie is nuts. I mean, it's a crazy idea. But if you can surround it with believable, you know, observed truths, you can kind of that kind of buoys up the movie and makes the fantasy more believable.
Patton, what's one of the most pretentious foodie things that you witnessed?
Well, I remember Brad Bird and his wife took me and my wife to the French Laundry in Yountville as part of research. It was a 17-course meal, except that my wife and I would get course A, Brad and his wife got course B, and you would taste and then pass around. So it was a 34-course tasting. And I remember near the end of the meal, it got to this point where my wife, they brought out pork loin 3 ways, and it was, of course, delicious. But my wife, like, took a little bite of each one, and she said, I physically, unless a waiter comes and stamps down the food, like, puts his foot down my throat, and makes me, I can't eat any more food. And the waiter gave this look like, is there a reason you're not eating this right now?
That's what
like,
they
look,
do.
She goes,
that's what
I
they
love
do.
It, but I'm just so full. And he looked like he was about to go back in the kitchen and get stabbed, like they were going to kill him. He looked so upset. Yes. Why aren't you eating this? We're like, because you've given us 25 courses. There was a salt course. Oh, here. Okay, listen to this.
5 different kinds of salt.
There's a salt course, 5 different kinds of salt. This was found at a fossil dig in Montana. It dates from the Jurassic period. I'm not kidding.
He's not kidding.
Fossil salt. And we like, is Ashton Kutcher going to come out and like yell at us?
And I think you'll be amused by its presumption, you know?
You'll be, and how about, remember the butter course? It comes from a single cow. yes, that they own they, at a
they and they know the name of the cow. They know the name of the cow. This came
they know
from
what it's fed.
Bossy.
Bossy.
In Vermont. And we're one of only two places on Earth that can get Bossy. The thing is that we're laughing about it. But at the same time, you can taste a difference.
Oh, it's
ridiculous. And that's the most ridiculous thing, is that the five different kinds of salt actually do taste different.
Uh-huh.
And they actually bring different aspects out in the food. I mean, if you pay attention, on one hand, you're laughing about it because it's obsessive. You know, somebody is super into this, and is Patton is to comedy, and I am to filmmaking. But the truth of the matter is, if you're paying attention, it actually is a different experience. And the butter was different. Some of it was sweeter, and some of it was creamier. And they were all it actually was an experience. But just next time, just a little mercy. That's all.
Well, Brad Bird, Patton Oswalt, thank you both so much for talking with us.
It's been really fun. I love your show, Terry.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. Thanks, Terry.
Brad Bird wrote and directed the animated film Ratatouille. Patton Oswalt does the voice of the main character, Remy. Ratatouille is out on DVD Tuesday. Terry Gross recently recorded an interview with singer Nellie Mackay, which we'll broadcast later this month. Let's listen to a track from her new CD, which features her and singer Bob Dereau.
Something to begin with, or are you innocent witch? Have you got some nerve? Have you got some verve? Have you got something to depend on, or do you fend or fend on? And if you say no, do you mean to go down below the earth with nothing? Now you got my name, and you got my fame. Have you got something to remind you of who you used to be? That won't come true. Good news for those who pine away, the day comes shining through.
Kittens high-hatting, sitting on satin with a host who's catnip fond. For those who seize the day, the way is paved beyond.
Like this, if I'd have known, then I'd be psychic. If I had a clue, then maybe I'd be blue as a mockingbird. Why do you think she laughs so much?
I didn't know I had such problems. If I'd have known, then I'd have solved them. But looking down the road, the Oklahoma toad's beckoning to me.